Reviving Iraq's healthcare system is one of the first priorities for the new U.S. civil administration in Baghdad. The country's hospitals and pharmacies struggled during the dozen years of U.N. economic sanctions. Now, even with the sanctions lifted, there are still critical shortages, so critical that, according to a British aid agency, many of Iraq's hospitals could be forced to shut down. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
In the lobby of the Al Khayyal Hospital, a family mourns a death. A 20-year-old son died of complications after surgery, and the family gathers to collect his body. A dozen women in black robes and headscarves cry and slap their heads in grief as a doctor helps the men lift the simple wooden coffin draped in a blue sheet. They struggle out the hospital door and tie the coffin to the roof of their car. The hospital specializes in kidney transplants, a complicated and delicate operation under the best of conditions, but the random power outages are wearing down the high-tech machines, and the staff goes home early. No one wants to be on the streets at night. It is still too dangerous.
When I come sometimes in the evening, you know, there are only very few members of the hospital are staying with the patients, not as usual, because the majority, they have to go back home earlier. In the past, I used to operate and finish about sometimes 11 o'clock in the evening. But now, no. I only operate in the daytime, and then that's it.
Dr. Walid Shawkat Al Khayyal has been performing kidney transplants for more than 30 years. He proudly tells a visitor he helped care for President Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1964 when he was studying at Walter Reed Hospital in the United States. But he complains that the Americans who are managing Iraq these days haven't provided him with what he needs to do his job. He needs a new generator, and he's running out of crucial drugs.
Their methods now of managing things are really far away from the ideal ways. We asked the Ministry of Health to help us with this respect. They don't. There is a shortage in drugs at the moment, and we are not supplied by the proper drugs, especially the drugs for anesthesia, which is very, very important.
The Ministry of Health was one of the first government departments to go back to work after the war, put in place by U.S. administrators. But many of the people who went back to the ministry's central pharmacy are Ba'ath Party members, part of the old government system, says Dr. Walid, and he accuses them of blocking all his requests to resupply his hospital.
The people at the Ministry of Health are absolutely trying to stop everything. I tried to call the Americans to see if they can help me.
These days, Dr. Walid schedules only one operation a day. The hospital looks shabby by American standards, but it is spotlessly clean, with one operating room and 60 beds. He runs a dialysis clinic, and his service is critical for the patients here. But he may have to shut down that too if he can't get supplies. It is the same story in many hospitals in Baghdad, says Jean-Bernard Bouvier, a team leader of a medical aid organization which is run out of a hotel room in Baghdad. He's been assessing the needs of the country's hospitals and bringing supplies to local health clinics.
If we had not been able to supply lots of the centers, they would have closed already 2 weeks ago. The hospital were better supplied, so they still have a bit of life left. If nothing moves now, and if we cannot keep supplying them, they will all be closed within 2 to 4 weeks.
Bouvier says the system of supplying hospitals was a corrupt system under Saddam, with health workers demanding bribes. U.S. officials recently fired the first post-war minister of health because he was a member of the Ba'ath Party. But there are still corrupt people running the central pharmacy, says Bouvier. And he says the Americans have to change the system quickly.
They don't seem to have any idea in terms of how the health system runs, what's the needs around, and how they can solve the situation in terms of the drug supplies.
U.S. officials acknowledge there is a critical shortage in hospitals and blockage in the central pharmacy, but they say they believe the system can work. At Al Khayyal Hospital, Dr. Walid Shawkat Al Khayyal worries about his patients. He's not convinced that the health system as it is can work.
They gave us nothing. And we gave them a list of all what we need and require. Now in a very bad position. We can't continue operating.
He is making his complaint to Kendall McKenzie, an emergency room doctor who is in Baghdad with the Florida National Guard. McKenzie has arrived unannounced. He's with three other armed soldiers. This unit has recently been assigned to patrol the neighborhood and to assess the needs here. He's making an assessment of the hospitals. Dr. Waleed is on his list.
Their system is working as well as it can right now, and they have a good medical system over here. If we could just jumpstart it a little bit.
McKenzie asks a list of questions.
Is the electricity going off and coming on a specific schedule?
No.
It's random. Okay. With the number of supplies that you have on hand right now, how many days do you think you could operate?
Dr. Waleed has answered the questions before. He's talked to other American officials, but he still does not have his new generator and only enough supplies to continue treating patients for another week. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.